Good morning, Leanne. It's nice to meet you. All I ask from you is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Hold it for three. Let it out. Okay. I'm going to have a quick chat to your mum this morning. Right. Okay. Bear with me. Okay. When I tune into your mum's energies, I get a lot of pressure in the head. Like if my... Actually, at the back of my head feels like it's about to explode, if that makes sense as well. How did she pass? Was there anything to do in the head area?
Yeah, she had breast cancer when she was 36, and it came back to the brain at 63. So,
okay.
She had three tumours removed, but they kept growing back, and she eventually passed from that.
That explains why I'm getting a lot of pressure in the head. She's telling me she was a very strong woman, though, and she actually went through hell, she's saying. But I also feel, too, that she wasn't one to complain, she's saying as well. It's like she always tried to keep a smile on her face.
Well, yeah, she kept a lot of secrets that we didn't know until she passed on. We found out some things from under the mat, yeah.
Okay. Is there three boys?
Yeah.
Right. Which one of the boys is struggling? She's telling me one of them's struggling at the moment.
Probably my youngest brother, my brother, Brad.
Okay, right. Okay. She's telling me you can't push him. She's saying he can be a little bit stubborn at times.
Oh, fancy that. I wonder where he gets that from, Ma.
Okay. She's having a bit of a giggle there. She wants you to know she's very, very, very proud of you. Also, too, she's telling me that you did take a massive step back after she passed from family, and that's okay. That was meant to happen.
Yeah.
She's also saying that you always put way too much energy into everybody else, but now it's like now is your time to shine, she's saying. Right. There's a short trip coming up for you. She's actually saying in November, and I feel this is over water. Are you reconnecting with an old flame?
Well, I've been speaking to somebody I used to see in my 20s. Yeah, I have.
Okay, right. Could she tell me the holiday will do you good? And he's going to do you good as well. She's also telling me you need to do a lot of clearing on the past. I feel that, you know, with your ex-partner as well, you've got need to do a lot of healing in the heart chakra, she's telling me. She's saying your ex was not a very nice, he was not a nice man at all, but he will fall flat on his face. You need to hear that. Is the ex going to end up in jail?
Oh, I don't know. He's been to jail, so possibly. Who knows?
Okay, right. Okay. Because I do feel you're going to find out, you're going to hear about that. And that's going to make you extra safe. And she's saying that this time he will not get a slap on the wrist. He's going away for quite a while.
Oh, as long as it doesn't involve me, I don't care.
And just lastly, she wants to say thank you.
Oh, what
for? Were you her little girl?
I'm her only girl.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, she's always with you. And she's telling me that you do wear something of hers around your neck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have, but I haven't got it on at the moment, but I put it on sometimes, yeah.
Okay. You need to start wearing it because I feel like that way you're going to, you know, be really, really connected with her. It's an amulet, like a protection thing. But I hope all that made sense.
It does. You're very good. It's pretty spot on there, Donna.
Thank you.
How are you feeling, Leanne?
Thank you. Yeah. Where did this lady come from? She's pretty good.
She's quite amazing. Donna does this every week and hits the nail on the head each time. Donna, thank you so much for another wonderful reading. We want to get a reading. How do we get in touch?
Still got a special on at the moment for face-to-face, $20 off, just through the website donnasdoorway.com.au.
Leanne, you have a great weekend. And Donna, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Awesome. You take care.